Ever feel like you're just drowning in information when it comes to, learning and all that?
Oh, tell me about it. It's overwhelming out there.
It really is. So today we're diving deep into this company, Web Anywhere. I'm always, searching for those little bits of wisdom.
Right, like those hidden gems.
Exactly. And their About Us page, surprisingly, had a lot.
Yeah, you don't always expect much from those, but this one's interesting.
It really is. You'd think about us. Corporate jargon, right?
Totally.
But there's this whole philosophy there, like a why behind the what.
And that's what we're after, the why.
Yes. And speaking of why, their tagline: e-learning solutions designed for the requirements of users, not technicians. What does that even mean?
It's a bold statement, that's for sure. But their journey is pretty interesting. They started back in 2003 building a website, get this, for a single school.
Really? Just one school?
One school, Holy Family School in Kaylee. Talk about niche, right?
That's starting small.
Yeah.
So how do they go from one school to, well, seemingly everywhere?
It's wild. By 2007, they launched their own product, and boom, 2010, they're in the US. Like, they were riding a wave no one else saw coming.
It does seem that way. They really blew up fast.
And here's the thing, they didn't just ride that wave, they hopped onto a completely different one later, expanding into the corporate world.
Wow, so from schools to Fortune 500 company.
Exactly. That's a huge leap from school websites to like serious e-learning platforms for
I
businesses.
was stretching beyond. And speaking of which, that phrase is everywhere on their site. Is it just me or?
Yeah. No, you're right. It's their motto, their thing. But they seem to actually live by it.
Okay, so more than just a buzzword then.
Yeah, I think so. For one, lifelong learning is huge for them, and not just, saying it, but actually investing in their employees' development.
Which, let's be real, is crucial in the tech world.
Absolutely. Today's hot new thing is like tomorrow's old news.
Exactly. You got to keep learning or get left behind.
Right. And they encourage their team to constantly, be learning, expanding their skills. They're building a learning culture, not just within their products, but also within their own company.
I like that. Building it into their DNA.
Exactly. And it's not just talk, they actually do it.
And they've also stretched beyond in their product offerings, too. They didn't just stop at school websites, did they?
Oh, no, not even close. They branched out into those LMS platforms for businesses, content creation tools, even a virtual event platform, like what
Yeah.
we might be using right now. Who knows?
It's true. We could be on a Web Anywhere platform. And
Huh.
that pivot during the pandemic, that was smart.
Totally. Probably helped a bunch of businesses stay afloat. They seem to be adapting all the time.
Which is something we can all relate to, right? Life throws curveballs. You gotta
All the
adjust.
time. Gotta stay flexible.
Speaking of things that need flexibility, their emphasis on people stood out to me.
Yeah.
Everyone says their people are their greatest asset.
Oh, for sure. It's like the most overused line in business.
Right. But with Web Anywhere, it felt, I don't know, different.
It did. And I think it's because they back it up. Their About Us actually highlights individual team members, not just the higher ups.
Yeah, like real people, not just their titles.
Exactly. You see their developers, designers, even their support team. It's refreshing.
It is, and you get this sense that they value each person's expertise.
And that feeds into their approach to company culture.
Yeah.
Creating a positive working environment, it's huge for them.
And probably key for attracting talent, especially in tech.
Oh, absolutely. When everyone wants the best people, you got to create a place where people actually want to work.
It's like that good energy, it spreads,
Yeah.
And even something like corporate responsibility, which honestly can be a bit, I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like companies just going through the motions.
Right, checking boxes. But with Web Anywhere, it felt different somehow.
Totally. They connect it back to their whole learning mission instead of just, we donated this much or whatever.
It's true. It's like creating jobs, that's not just good business for them. It's about like building a more skilled workforce overall.
Exactly. And extending education through their platforms. That's investing in, well, everyone, really. A more prosperous global community, they say.
I like that.
Right. They even say nurturing the roots of a thriving community, which I thought was, I don't know, just stood out to me.
It's a good way to put it because it shows it's not just an afterthought for them.
Not at all. It's part of who they are,
Which again brings us back to that stretching beyond. It's not just about them, it's about like a ripple effect, right?
100%. And here's where it gets interesting. They're basically saying their own success, their growth, it comes from this commitment to learning, to pushing those boundaries.
So what can the rest of us take from this? We're not all, you know, building these massive e-learning empires.
Right, but we all have things we want to learn, areas we want to grow in.
Exactly. So how do we apply this Webanyware way of thinking?
That's the million-dollar question. But I think their story shows us something important. Learning, it's not just about taking in information, it's about actually using it, experimenting, you know, stretching beyond what's comfortable, even if it's a little scary.
Speaking of scary, sometimes change is terrifying.
It can be, for sure. But, you know, it's often in those moments when we push ourselves, try new things, that we grow the most. Remember that time you decided to?
Oh, man. You know what? You're so right. It's funny you should say that. I remember when I decided to learn how to, oh, this is a little embarrassing, knit.
Knit.
I know. Sounds a little out there, right?
Just a bit. Not exactly what I was expecting.
But, you know, I really wanted to challenge myself, try something completely new. And let me tell you, it was tough. All those needles and yarn, getting everything tangled. But I stuck with it and eventually made a, well, it's a pretty wonky scarf, but still, I made it. And that feeling, that, I don't know, sense of accomplishment, it was huge.
That's what it's all about, that feeling of I did it, whether it's knitting or learning a language or, I don't know, tackling a tough project at work. It's about embracing that challenge, that discomfort even.
Yeah, you said before, but that's really where the growth happens. Outside that comfort zone.
100%. And that brings us back to Webanyware. They've somehow built this company where that stretching beyond idea, it's just part of their DNA, you know?
It's not just something on the wall, it's who they are.
Exactly. And they've held on to that even as they've grown, which is amazing.
So many companies, they start with these great ideas, but then somewhere along the line, something changes.
Happens all the time. It's like they get too big too fast.
Yeah, or the bottom line just overshadows everything else. But with Webanyware, you really get the sense that it's genuine. Their commitment to learning, to their people, to making a difference.
Yeah.
It's real.
It really is. And honestly, that's something we can all learn from no matter what we do, where we are in life.
It's true. We can all create that kind of environment for ourselves and the people around us.
Absolutely. Whether it's at work or in our communities or even just, you know, within ourselves.
Couldn't agree more. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with this. What's your stretching beyond moment going to be? What's one small step, one little thing you can do today to embrace a challenge, learn something new, maybe even make a difference? Keep that in mind as you go through your day. And until next time, happy learning.